This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, it becomes official. Hillary Clinton makes history by securing the Democratic nomination, but it was the way in which she made history in Philadelphia. There was some controversy, certainly, as always, attached to the Clintons and to this one, but former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton secured the nomination for the White House on Tuesday. She becomes the first woman to head the ticket of any major party in the U.S. Kind of a symbolic show of party unity, you could say. Clinton's former rival, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, told the chairwoman from the convention floor that Clinton should be selected as the party's nominee during a state-by-state roll call at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia. Earlier, delegates from South Dakota had given Clinton 15 votes, ensuring that she had more than 2,383 votes. Of course, that's what we keep talking about all year long, needed to win the nomination. So if you want to know the exact totals, because you know how we are about numbers, 2,842 votes to Sanders, who had 1,865 votes. Clinton is now absolutely, unequivocally, the nominee, or, well, the nominee, certainly, for the, she becomes more than the nominee, she becomes the Democratic Party's representative for president heading into this year's election. Member Sanders endorsed Clinton, the former First Lady and U.S. Senator, but some of his supporters protested. There's a big protest, in fact, in Philly against the party's leadership for backing her during the very bitter Democratic primary fight. So, what's interesting, as this is going on, Clinton had been leading Donald Trump in national opinion polls in, of course, the last couple of weeks, but he got a little bit of a boost, as is tradition, from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, where he was formally nominated last week. He had a 2-point lead over Clinton in a Reuters Ipsos opinion poll that was released on Tuesday. You know, it's the first time he had been ahead since early May. So there we go. Clinton, what's her platform? She promises to tackle income inequality and is saying that she's going to rein in Wall Street if she becomes president. So we know that this is a head-on battle between these two candidates. It already has shaped up to be that anyway. We knew this maybe even 6 months ago, because we kept talking about it, certainly, and many of you thought the same thing. It was going to narrow, and this is what it was going to be, except for that so many were insistent that perhaps she would be taken down by her email kerfluncle, but that did not happen. So, again, what's interesting, you can really slice and dice these polls, let's face it, any way you want to do it. But the bottom line is, they're neck and neck. I mean, really, this is neck and neck at this point. Nobody has full-on pulled ahead. You know, when you talk about a 10 points or more, that's a giant lead. But nobody has that now at this point. And what's crazy is just the other day it was announced that the VP for Hillary Clinton was Kane, you know, from Virginia. And really, this is a puzzling pick to me. I am very surprised at her choice, although Kane is a very, very good friend of the Clintons. So this is interesting. Gallup does a lot of surveys, and Gallup did a survey and found that 35% of voters rated Kane as either an excellent or pretty good choice. That figure, of course, jumps up. It's 2% percentage points lower than what Donald Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, got in a similar poll last week. So just for fun, 49% rated Kane as only fair or poor, compared to the 45% that said the same about Pence. 61% have never heard of Kane, don't know about him. So there you go. 24% hold a favorable view of Kane, blah, blah, blah. We could go through all the numbers, but we're not going to bore you with all that nonsense. Suffice to say, Kane as the running mate, not somebody that lights any hot fire under anyone, just kind of a sort of a tepid choice. I think he's been described that way by some people, but I mean, regardless, not necessarily controversial, but I don't think anybody that gets you to go, woo woo, this is amazing. All right, so let me tell you about the ratings, because this seems to be a numbers thing here as we are going to draw you back into last week and the Republican convention, but I wanted to update you on the Democrats. So the one night for the DNC drew bigger early ratings than the RNC. So what do you make of that? Here's what I would say. I would say that the first night of the convention was a weird, weird balancing act. But the coverage on ABC and NBC tied the hour with a 1.0 rating in the advertisers demographic that they like, 18 to 49, ABC won the total viewer competition with 4.17 million, NBC 3.78 million. You get the gist here. And then the rest go from there. But a bigger amount, bigger totals anyway, for the DNC for the opening night versus the RNC. And like I said, as we watch this and what unfolds in Philadelphia, this is just the opening act. We already know that it's one-on-one, Hillary and of course, Donald Trump. And I think the most important thing to watch is not all this rah-rah from these conventions, but it's going to be what happens when we've got the presidential debates. I think the presidential debates are key. I mean, absolutely key. All right, you know that nothing gets me hotter than what happens to veterans in this country. I don't care what your politics are, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, don't give a crap, whatever it is. It's not about politics when it comes to veterans, and we all know it, and nothing infuriates me more than to hear some of the wild nonsense that comes out of these reports from the Veterans Affairs. A report has found that the Veterans Affairs spent $20 million on artwork in the past 10 years, $16 million during the Obama administration. You know, so you got veterans who are dying, waiting to see a doctor in these crazy lines, getting bumped out, everything else. And Forbes did this investigative report, or actually a doctor wrote an editorial to Forbes magazine, Forbes.com, and said, listen, there's two sculptures. The price tag, $670,000. This is for a VA center serving veterans who are blind. So they put out these sculptures. I mean, are you kidding me? And they also found, OpenTheBooks.com found that the VA bought Christmas trees that were priced kind of like cars. And the same thing with the sculptures that I mentioned. While nothing in some cases is being done, or not enough is being done, to help these veterans get the health care that they need, I mean, really, honestly, the VA scandals are just insane and make absolutely no sense whatsoever. I mean, look, there are veterans who can't see a doctor. You got 1,000 veterans dying waiting to do it because there's a shortage of doctors. That's a problem, too. I mean, and then you find out about this artwork. Absolutely insano. Let me know your thoughts. Send them to me, americatonight.net. So that's a little bit of wrap-up of some of what's happening here in the country. Obviously, the VA and that report, and, of course, what's going on at the DNC and some of those numbers as well. We're going to take you back to last week and entertain you with some of what happened at the Republican convention. So hang with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will.
Republican convention in one corner of the world anyway. Trump is the nominee, while Hillary Clinton, getting ready for Philadelphia next week, is vetting VPs. Some new names have emerged, although I don't know that they're that new. One of them is a senator from Virginia. The other is the ag secretary. They are in the mix as potential VP picks. It has not been announced, of course, not yet, so we don't know at this point, just the speculating. And Kane may be the guy. There have been a lot of people that have mentioned him in the past. Unfortunately, outside of Ohio, we have a Kansas City police officer from Kansas City, Kansas, who has been shot and killed. And anytime a cop is killed, you know what we're thinking. And this guy was shot, sadly, on Tuesday, Captain Robert Melton. The question becomes, in this deadly period for law enforcement, what was that about? Police were responding to reports of a drive-by shooting, and happened in the afternoon. He went, he responded. There was a chase, a car believed to be involved in it. And when the captain arrived, he was shot and he was killed. He was 46 years old. So what they're saying out of Kansas City is there's a lot of pain and brokenness in our community and in our nation right now. We just want to ask everyone to be prayerful and thoughtful right now and not to jump to conclusions about what has happened today. We need to do a thorough investigation. We need to get to the facts before we make assumptions about what may or may not have happened. So they're not saying anything yet at this point. But if we look at the number of police officers who have died in the line of duty, it has shot up substantially to 31 so far this year. If you go to last year, it was at 16. And this is on the heels of Baton Rouge, where you had three officers who were fatally shot, three others who were injured. My, oh, my. And the second we hear it, we do pause for a moment, and I did today, and you wonder, is this another one of those shootings? Is this somebody else that's angry who's using a cop as a target? But that investigation still rolls on, and they're being very cautious and not saying it had anything to do with it at this point, but not ruling it out either. Not saying it absolutely is not what you think it might be, the worst of the worst. We'll move back into the convention as we move through this hour, by the way, of America Tonight. Trump officially became the Republican nominee for president. It just became official. And his son, Don Jr., was the one who pushed him over the top, officially winning that Republican nomination for president. And he talked about that as he was one of the Trump children who took to the stage. I mentioned that just a short while ago. You had Chris Christie, who talked about Clinton making the world a more violent and dangerous place. You had Paul Ryan, saying Democrats are offering a third Obama term. You had Ben Carson focusing on future administration and what that's like. So it's interesting, I think, as we get deeper into this, and then the setup is, the culmination, as it is for any convention, of the candidate themselves and what is supposed to be at least a fiery, a light up the troops, okay, we are ready to roll kind of deal. But the tail end of this hour, we have more odds and ends. You know, the Pokemon game has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and more people are playing it to extreme levels. Just how far would you go to chase Pikachu? On military bases, they've had to issue a Pokemon Go warning that shows you. Pretty frightening. I mean, and just like that, that took off. Oh, making Nintendo relevant again because of the conversation, although not necessarily positive because of the extreme levels that people will go to. By the way, speaking of extreme levels and the election coming up in November, Wisconsin people without an ID can vote in November, according to a judge who ruled that. Oh, thank goodness, right? So those who don't have an ID are able to be part of an exception to a state law that requires all voters to show photo IDs at the polls. U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman in Milwaukee issued that preliminary injunction that would allow anybody who hasn't been able to obtain an ID to vote in the November 8th election if they sign an affidavit explaining why they couldn't get ID. The judge said she wanted to make that option available for the primary. saying state elected officials don't have enough time to prepare for it, which that makes sense. It's a long-running fight in Wisconsin over that voter photo ID law. All right, I mentioned it a couple of times now. Tiffany Trump and Donald Trump Jr., both with their take on the party and their father, the presidential candidate. Here that is.
When people told him it was impossible for a boy from Queens to go to Manhattan and take on developers in the big city, rather than give up, he changed the skyline of New York.
It's often said that with enough effort and determination, you can do whatever you put your mind to. But saying those words and living them are different things. And my father has lived them.
All right, there you go. Both talking about his tenacity and his willing to continue to go to the mat for whatever it is he's fighting for. So Trump closing the deal, becoming the Republican nominee for president, a day after his wife took heat for plagiarism. You'll hear from Andrew Langer in our next hour some thoughts on that. It just keeps coming back in my mind to who is the campaign speechwriter. A lot of speeches sound similar, but who is the person that put that speech together? And what were they looking at? I'm sure they were looking at it. It makes sense. They were looking at other first ladies. They were looking at other moments, and that's normal to do that. But then you got to be careful you don't take it too far over the top. Big news, breaking news, that TV film legend Gary Marshall has died at the age of 81. You think of his breadth of work, television and movies, just absolutely huge, needless to say. He was somebody who broke in by being a writer on The Tonight Show, and then he had his own TV hit with The Odd Couple. Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley. His sister, Penny Marshall, actually, was a part of Laverne and Shirley. He had Mork and Mindy, which couldn't have been bigger. And then he had hit movies, The Flamingo Kid, Overboard, Beaches. The list is very, very long. RIP Gary Marshall, thanks for the memories. Meet you in a few.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug at Muskrat Land, and they shimmy.
It wasn't about muskrats. It was about Hillary Clinton and Chris Christie leading the charge, firing up the crowd, pressing the case against Clinton. There were people screaming, lock her up. You could hear that throughout the convention. Here's a little snippet of the governor of New Jersey.
She fights for the wrong people. She never fights for us. She doesn't get the real threats that America faces.
And that went on like that for a while, talking about Hillary Clinton and various moments in her life as a senator, as somebody who was the Secretary of State. The Benghazi situation was brought up, and you can just imagine. So it was a fiery crowd, and that's exactly what Chris Christie was there to do. And Chris Christie, who I don't know how many speeches he's given, is always very good, no matter what you think of him. on the podium. He just is. He knows how to speak. He knows how to whip up a crowd, and he absolutely did. He may have been one of the best speakers of the night. I was listening to everybody, actually, tonight from end to end, just listening. And it's interesting because my husband said to me, wow, Tiffany Trump is actually a pretty decent speaker. And she talked about, hey, I just got out of college, and you could tell I'm a little nervous. I certainly wasn't expecting to be here, but she actually didn't come off as very nervous. She came off fine, and I think both of his kids were, you know, and both of his kids were fine when they were up on the stage with a big crowd, because it can be loud and overwhelming on the stage and whatnot. But this so far has been the kind of convention I think that we thought we were going to see, frankly. That kind of convention, as it always is. It is like a rally. It is a giant pep rally. Pep rally 4 years ago. It was 4 years before that, etc. And some of the chaos and the mayhem that has been predicted really hasn't happened. I mean, yeah, there's been some protests, but nothing crazy out of hand. And maybe that's a tribute to also the amount of security and how they're handling the possibilities. So there hasn't been those terrifically awful moments that you see across your internet screen or television screen. And I think that's good. I think it's good that we're not seeing a bunch of nonsense outside of the convention, because that's unnecessary. And we're at such a moment in our history where this violence to police officers has really rippled across the United States. And it would just add more fuel to an already hot situation, I think, if we saw that happening outside of the convention. And that was so predicted, that would happen in Cleveland. And like I said, thank goodness it hasn't. All right, Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Did you watch tonight? What did you think?
I loved every bit of it that I got to see. I have a question for you. You're a very knowledgeable woman. Could Bill Clinton be on the ticket with Hillary as vice president?
Well, there's nothing in our laws that says you can't do that. He could, but that would be crazy. I don't think the Clintons would do that. Do you think there's like some kind of a possibility? First of all, Clinton sometimes in public looks like he is taking his last breath. He hasn't looked that great lately, frankly. But yeah, he could.
She is so desperate, and he still has a lot of pull with the electorate, and I think that's going to be the kicker card that comes out. I've been wrong about so many things, but that's just one of my ideas that I think that they've got kicking around. None of the people that they got out there is really a name grabber, the kind of person that could generate the kind of votes coming out of the woodwork and giving her the solid that she needs. Clinton could. Bill Clinton could. And they could do the, you get two for one, blah, 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 the whole routine. I could just see the ads now. She is not a gifted speaker. She is not a good candidate. And if she doesn't do something like that, I'm seriously telling you, you're going to see one of the worst whippings that anybody ever got. I don't care what the left-wing news media in this country says. Clinton is not sellable even to her own people. They hold their nose just thinking about having to vote. There's a little group that's running around saying, Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. But that's all for show. I mean, technically, she's a dead duck. If she hasn't been able to buy her position, in the past and pull the scams that she has pulled to get to power, she really doesn't have anything going for her. And she's not likable. She's not even trustworthy. You can't say that this crook would be benefit to the United States of America or to our military or to the downtrodden or to anyone. It's all Hillary. It's all it has ever been. And her lies from where she was named after Sedman, Hillary, the Klein Mount Esther, that the first person to whatever is going to come back to bite her the big one.
Mm. That's an interesting philosophy, Dan, as to what
well,
can they
thank,
do?
Thank you for your help as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for the call. It's an interesting philosophy what Dan said. If you're, you know, this is it. I mean, we're in the late innings. And if you're pulling the strings and advising the Clinton campaign, what a wild, wild turn of events that would be. If honestly, well, here's the problem, though, too. Bill Clinton, as the former president of the United States, still has a very big ego. Him being the VP to his wife, I just wouldn't see that. I think she's going to go with one of the mundane, as was pointed out by Dan. There's nobody that's exciting. I mean, there's nobody that just leaps right out at you and you say, oh, that has to be the person. Of course, if I were running this thing, that's who I would pick. I don't think there is. He's right. There's nobody that's necessarily like that. But I don't believe that they would go to that extreme. It doesn't make any sense. And it wouldn't make any sense for him in his position to become a VP. It would just be a wild, it would be a wild turn of events, though. You want to talk about opinions blowing up all over the place? That would push everything else aside, let me tell you. I mean, seriously, it would. That would just be insane if that happened. But, nah, I don't think so. So they're going to keep digging. How about this? Also from the convention, Congresswoman Blackburn said to the Never Trumpers, get over yourselves. Get over yourselves. She was pretty direct and to the point. It was interesting to watch the various, it was almost like we'd like to story the various points that were made by those that absolutely took to the stage in front of the microphones what they said. There was actually something inside the convention. A Utah delegate said she was threatened in the bathroom after an anti-Trump push, but there still was nothing that was, you know, these little skirmishes among demonstrators in Cleveland. No. I don't think so. Even Alaska. Alaska's challenge vote total, when Trump was wrapping up the Republican nomination, so there was a little bit of a dispute, but nothing that wasn't handled. So anybody who thought this was going to be a wild one, which I thought that we might see that, we might see some real fireworks in Ohio, it hasn't been that. I mean, the Republicans are rallying behind Trump. He's got the nomination now. He officially closes the deal. He becomes the Republican nominee for president. And as Donald Jr. says, my father accomplishes the impossible. Tiffany Trump says her father's desire for excellence is contagious. So for those that are hoping to get a bigger glimpse into the Trump world, his kids are starting to paint that picture. And others, as far as his policy or friendship, because Natalie Golbus a pro golfer on the LPGA Tour, talked about meeting Donald Trump and what she had to say about how he told her that there's no reason her sex, being a woman, should stop her in the business world. More coming from Cleveland next.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 New York, the Empire State, and the home of Donald J. Trump passes.
Let me tell you something about risk. If Hillary Clinton were elected, she'd be the first president who couldn't pass a basic background check.
Donald Trump Jr. fired up about his father and New York pushing him into the nomination for president on the Republican side. He is the nominee. Believe it or not, outside of Ohio, there are some other world events happening. And it includes, sadly, and I mentioned this already, the death of a legend at the age of 81, Gary Marshall, who starred in films, directed films, was part of a film that I still love and go back to. The lines in this movie were incredible, still relevant if you use them in the right way. The Princess Bride. Remember The Princess Bride? How about the Princess Diaries? Anne Hathaway became a household name, really, from that. A Pretty Woman, he's very famous for. In the 90s, Julia Roberts, that just catapulted her to stardom. He said he knew she was going to be famous the second he directed her in Pretty Woman. And they went on to make a few movies together. There was Valentine's Day, there was New Year's Eve, and Mother's Day. He knew how to pump out movies. As I mentioned, Julia Roberts starred in 4 different films that Marshall was involved in. People who worked with him said he loved telling stories. He was a great storyteller. And he loved playing softball in the off time when he wasn't involved in movies. That he was big into softball. And he was already this year 6-1. So how about that? He survived by his wife of 53 years. He was married to a nurse, Barbara Sue Marshall. A lot of people didn't realize that. He had 2 sisters, 3 children. 1 daughter's a writer. 1's a theater producer. And then he had a son, a film and television director, and 6 grandchildren. It's funny because in the interviews that he would do, really what you saw from Gary Marshall was the storytelling, whatever the movie was and whoever the actors were and what they were doing. He was so distraught after Robin Williams died. A lot of people went to interview him because he created Mork and Mindy. And he talked about how brilliant Robin Williams was and how sad it was, how awful it was that he died and the way he died. In the meantime, while all of this is going on, some people who were listening to the news of the day narrowly missed, or unfortunately were right there, when a crane collapsed onto the Tappan Zee Bridge, shutting down travel in both directions. Always a disaster. I can remember my mother talking about that. Hey, we're going to the Tappan Zee. We're going to go over there. Because I'd always ask her, what bridge? Of course, it's a New York bridge. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said there were 3 injuries related to the incident, but all were minor, which is nothing short of a miracle, as he said, and that's so true. Because that is a very crowded area all times of the day. All times of the day, and it would be very easy for more people to have been involved in this. So crews spent the hours of the afternoon cutting up this fallen crane to remove it from the travel lanes. It was weird. The bridge had a punch through hole caused by the fallen crane in the rightmost lane. Picture this. We're talking thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people take that road, take that bridge. And it is miraculous that there weren't more people that were wrapped up into what happened at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Also, from the world of gossip, because I had 3 of you send me emails about this late in the day. Did I know Lady Gaga broke up with her fiancé? Well, I know thanks to all of you. And did I know one of the royals' relatives was engaged? Pippa Middleton. Pippa! Engaged to some financier. Who knows? What do I know about the gossip world? Very little. Other than the few headlines I read, and because I'm a voracious reader, I'll see that. And I did see those, and they were breaking news little things that came across the television earlier in the day. Especially the Lady Gaga thing, but either one, take your pick. It just shows you how enormous celebrity-ish gossip news of who's dating who and all that nonsense. It has become even bigger, if that's possible. and I suppose it's possible, and we see it. The other, I think, big story is what's going on with Roger Ailes and him being extracted, in a sense, from Fox. He's in talks to leave Fox News now that other women have come forward to talk about what they dealt with Roger Ailes. And obviously the network didn't want to get involved in what this is. I mean, the profits are well over $1 billion, somewhere in that neighborhood. I mean, within 6 years, let's face it, Fox has dominated cable news ratings. But now these reports after Gretchen Carlson talked about what she dealt with Ailes, I think after how many years, over 20 years, there's going to be a changing of the guard. Ailes, they believe, will be gone within a couple of days because of what this would do, I think, to the network should all of this come out. There is no deal at this point. There is rumor that an exit deal is around $40 million in a pay package. But that has not been confirmed. And in fact, it's been denied that there's been no exit agreement. No exit agreement. Even Megyn Kelly is part of this. Megyn Kelly supposedly told investigators that Ailes sexually harassed her a decade ago and described it in detail to lawyers. Roger Ailes, of course, denies the accusations that he sexually harassed any Fox News employees. That wasn't the case at all, that he spent practically the last decade promoting and helping Megyn Kelly to get to the point where she is right now. But these developments are just at lightning speed. In the last couple of days, former Fox staffers have had stories to tell about Roger Ailes. They don't want to necessarily do it publicly, but they have talked about him and verified some of what's already been said. Murdoch's sons, who are gradually taking control of 21st Century Fox, don't have that relationship with Roger Ailes that Rupert Murdoch did. So he's not really safe, and maybe he realizes it. But how odd would it be? Roger Ailes has been the maestro at Fox forever. In the middle of this campaign, to have him go is wild. Thanks so much for listening to this very fast hour here on America Tonight.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.